This is a meditation to create and maintain harmony and balance in alignment with humanity's needs in the Ring of Fire Meridian. I am Coray, and today is September the 2nd, 2019. So now, take a big breath and let us recalibrate our auras into the shape of the cosmic egg. And we ask Giuliano to send Omega Light to coat our cosmic egg with a new light. Omega Light. Feel the Omega Light reformulating your aura into the shape of the cosmic egg. As it comes into that shape, it will build a great energy boost into each of you. You feel a new vibratory thrust in your spirit and your physical body as you connect with this fifth dimensional light. We will go into silence now as you work on receiving this light. Giuliano now sends down the violet Arcturian light and distributes it to each of you. This light will enable us to accelerate this group's consciousness, energy, cohesiveness, and coherency. This light will help us to utilize in a higher light all of the Arcturian spiritual planetary tools. Please visualize the Ring of Fire. The Ring of Fire is a string of volcanoes and sites of earthquakes around the edges of the Pacific Ocean. The Ring of Fire isn't quite a circular ring. It is shaped more like a 25,000-mile horseshoe. A string of 452 volcanoes stretches from the southern tip of South America, Chile, Peru, up along the coast of North America, past Canada, across the Bering Strait, down through Japan, and into New Zealand. Several active and dormant volcanoes in Antarctica close the ring. The energy that is in the Ring of Fire Meridian is so powerful that it is able to affect, balance, and realign ocean currents, weather patterns, and other aspects of the Earth's biosphere that are needed to come into a new and upgraded harmony for humanity's needs. There are a great deal of Earth changes occurring in all directions, both on the political and the geological levels. There are about 1,500 potentially active volcanoes worldwide, aside from the continuous belt of volcanoes on the ocean floor. Most of the volcanoes are in the Ring of Fire Meridian. In this biorelativity exercise, our focus is to provide energy stabilization and harmony to the Ring of Fire Meridian. So as a group, with one thought, let us together rise and sit in a circle at the North Pole. We are going to connect with the Copper Canyon crystal in Mexico. This is a very powerful crystal. Mexico is itself a very active geological area in the world, very close indeed to Mother Earth, to the inner Earth, and to the primordial energies that are connected with the involvement of the evolution of Earth's crust and energy fields. We will connect with the Volcanpaa's crystal in Costa Rica. This crystal helps attract and discharge blocked energy in Earth's energy channels, such as modifying the Ring of Fire to create balance in that area. And we will connect with the Lago Puelo crystal in Argentina. This crystal sustains the work with other crystals to manifest higher energy on Earth. So now, let us raise these etheric crystals. We see them and visualize them 2 miles above their positions on the planet. And the three crystals link and form a triangle. Volcanpaa's and Lago Puelo will act as supportive crystals, supporting the intense energy going into and emanating from the Copper Canyon crystal. Focus on your third eye. Using the highest arcane power within you, send directly from your third eye an energy of healing, balancing, and harmonizing into the Copper Canyon crystal now. The light that is emanating from the Copper Canyon crystal is being amplified by your powerful thoughts and by your arcane energy. Now, with a second part of your third eye, focus on the Volcanpaa's crystal, directing your arcane thoughts of healing, balancing, and harmonizing into this crystal now. That energy of arcane power, healing, and stabilization is now doubling as your arcane power goes through the Volcanpaa's crystal and directly into the Copper Canyon crystal. Now then, using your third part of your third eye, send this same arcane healing thoughts to the Lago Puelo crystal. It is being reflected now from that crystal at a higher amplification back to the Copper Canyon crystal. And the crystals are now creating, with your arcane power and intention, a dialectic spiral of light that is emanating up into the atmosphere. This spiral of light that we are generating is so powerful. Remember, it is a dialectic force. It is far beyond what each of us can do individually. We are in a powerful group energy field. Now we call for the fifth dimensional omega light to come into our holographic spiral of light. this omega light is received by the Askalia mirror. So visualize the mirror receiving this light and energy from the central sun. It is gathering high spiritual light. We now call on the Ring of Ascension and ask its energy to come into the spiral. We need the Ring of Ascension to take the energy and place it in all of the areas that need the fifth dimensional support. We now chant the galactic words for harmony and balance in volcanic activity and visualize them going into the spiral. Ashmanga, Ashmanga, Ashmanga. This great spiral of light has huge powers of balance and has beautiful powers of bringing an energetic and stabilization, harmony, and divine healing light, and it is ready to be placed into the Ring of Fire Meridian. So we visualize this spiral of light entering the meridian at the tail end of South America. And watch, it's beginning its journey, traveling all along the coastline of South, Central, and Northern America. Up past Canada, across the Bering Straits, and past Alaska. And now turning down to Japan, past the Philippines, Fiji, continuing to Indonesia, and now we go across to Papua New Guinea and New Zealand. The Ring of Ascension will place the dialectic light in all areas that need calm, balance, and harmony. The Arcturians are connecting telepathically with each of you now in your light work, in your desire to send healing and harmony to the Ring of Fire Meridian. So with your Arcan power, you can simultaneously send light and healing thoughts from your third eye to all of the crystals, and see this powerful triangular connection of high-frequency healing and stabilizing light, downloading powerful healing energy of balance and harmony into the Ring of Fire Meridian. And watch it spreading to all the areas in need of balance. This crystal light is an omnidirectional, omnipresent light that is being transmitted omnidirectionally around the whole planet, simultaneously bringing in a spiritual light stream of higher dimensional accessibility. This is a wonderful experience for all beings in this deep connective exercise. This bioactivity healing light is not only activating and helping to heal and stabilize the ring of fire, but it is also activating each of you as participants in this international and powerful bioactivity healing exercise. Each of you, take the time to feel the power of your third eye and the increased arcane power of your ability to amplify your healing thoughts and healing energies. We are helping to calm the energy down in a miraculous way, in a quantum way. A golden halo of light, a ring of light, is now over the Pacific Rim and in the Ring of Fire Meridian. We thank the Arcturians and the crystals for their support. I believe we will leave these crystals up above their positions on the earth as we are getting ready to join with David and Giuliano in an exercise in some moments to help calm this amazingly out of control wind of the hurricane on the east coast of the United States. So we thank the Ring of Ascension for participating with us. And please, for now, return to your physical body. Re-enter in perfect alignment. Thank you, all of you starseeds who have come here tonight, and we hope and pray we'll hear you on the call with David and Giuliano. So till we meet there, thank you.